Hello, everybody. Monday, August 2nd, 2021. Welcome to CrossFit Linchpin. If you've been around for a while, of course, thank you for your continued support. If you're new, awesome. Welcome. I think you're going to have a blast. If you are new, first of all, watch these videos every day. They're packed with great information. But pause it first and watch the other video that I've attached to today, which is entitled New to Linchpin. Watch this first. That'll give you all the backstory, the nuance, the information you need. And without that, everything that I'm about to say won't make as much sense as it should. So watch that, circle back, you'll be good to go. Workout of the day is the chief. People love this workout. It fit in beautifully with exactly what we needed. So hopefully fitness will be achieved and there'll be smiles on everybody's faces. So the chief is max rounds in 3 minutes of 3 power cleans at 135 or 95, 6 push-ups, and 9 air squats. So you just do that. 3 power cleans, 6 push-ups, 9 air squats. You do as many rounds of that as you can in 3 minutes. You then rest 1 minute. You're going to do that 5 different times. So the chief is 5 cycles of that 3-minute AMRAP, and there's a minute rest after each one. Now, here's the interesting thing. Each time you start a new cycle, a new 3-minute AMRAP, if you will, you restart the AMRAP, meaning you start fresh at 3 power cleans, then 6 push-ups, then 9 air squats. So you repeat, you restart every time. You don't start where you left off. Last time we did this was September 26th, 2020. If you want to go back and check your times there, or your rounds, I should say. And we also have a 2-person team version, which is 5 rounds for time. Partner A does 12 power cleans, 24 push-ups, and 36 air squats. 135 for men, 95 pounds for women. Then partner B does the exact same thing. They're going to do that 5 times. So partner A works, partner B is resting, and then it kind of flip-flops. We've got a video showing the power clean, the push-up, and the air squat. And for today's workout, the repetitions are low intentionally. And they're low intentionally so that you can keep a good cycle rate going every single solitary time. Most people won't have to break up the 3 power cleans, the 6 push-ups, or the 9 air squats. They'll get very hard, don't get me wrong, but the goal is for you to be able to keep moving. And, you know, certainly some people may have to break up the push-ups or other things. It could happen, but the goal is for you to be able to keep the gas pedal pressed down nicely. You certainly do not need to do the power cleans touch and go. You can drop them from the top every time if you want. Totally your call right there. But the loading and the rep scheme and all of that should be appropriate for you to keep you moving at a nice pace continuously. I can't remember if I said we have the videos yet, but if not, we've got a video showing the power clean, the push-up, and the air squat. For scores, super fitness robot number of rounds for this would be 25 or more. So meaning you're getting 5 rounds basically per every one of those 3-minute cycles. More likely is 20 rounds or more total. Scaled option for today for 5 cycles, AMRAP in 3 minutes of 2 power cleans, 95 pounds or 65 pounds, 4 push-ups or knee push-ups, and 6 air squats. So lowering the demand of the push-ups, also the power cleans, ideally to keep everybody moving and the overall reps are lower as well. And of course, we have a 2-person team version of that also. And there's a video showing knee push-ups for the scaled option. For the dumbbell version, it's basically the exact same rep scheme, time, everything as the chief, except for instead of doing 3 power cleans for every round at 135 and 95, you're doing 3 dumbbell power cleans with either a pair of 50-pounders for the men or a pair of 35s for the women, and everything else stays the same. And of course, we have a 2-person team version there and a video showing the dumbbell power clean. No equipment workout for 5 cycles, AMRAP in 3 minutes of 3 glute bridges, then roll over for 6 push-ups, then 9 air squats. And again, resting 1 minute between each cycle, much the same as the chief. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. First one is an either or, so not a both. Either barbell bent over row, 3 to 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps, or one arm dumbbell rows, 3 to 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps per arm. Both of those have a video. If you had all the loadings that you need and you know both would serve you well, I love to choose the dumbbells over the barbell. I think they're just a great tool and everybody needs more dumbbells in their lives. Then the other part of the optional accessory work is the dumbbell box step-ups. 30 to 40 reps total, alternating legs each time. You choose the height, you choose the loading, and we've got a video showing that. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the pec stretch laying on your side and the wall stretch for the leg, holding each and one of those 1 to 2 minutes. Finally, the last sentence that we have here, and we say it every day, remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. I'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.